Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. Today is January 29th, 2020, and we are completing the first month of the year and moving into February this weekend. So I have some interesting updates to share with you about the energies that we've been moving through. I've been getting some very cool visuals about what's been happening with the Pluto in Capricorn energies, especially now that Pluto is in the third decan of Capricorn. Every astrological sign is 30 degrees, starting from 0 to 29. 0 to 9 is the first decan, 10 to 19 is the second decan, 20 to 29 is the third decan, and the third decan is a place of mastery, completion, realizations, demonstrating maturity, demonstrating understanding of what you've learned. There's a lot here that's going to be a big energy for us as we move over these next few years. Meaning, as Pluto moves through this third decan of Capricorn, we're really stepping into a new level of responsibility that we're meant to honor. And I feel that this Pluto energy has brought forward a lot of stories, energies, and timelines from other lifetimes. And that's a big part of what is being completed. So I'm going to talk about that further in today's show. We're also going to look at what the first week of February brings us, and also how you can best maneuver this time. The visual I kept receiving about this week and into February is to look for new doors opening. Look for the openings. Look for where the energy is inviting you, moving you, asking you to move ahead. And in Monday's show, we talked about Saturn in 2020 and your changing soul purpose. How there's been this energy of back and forth of what you're ready to do next. And part of that energy does continue throughout 2020 as Saturn moves into Aquarius and then back into Capricorn. But what I'm feeling so strongly is that there's things you couldn't open until now. There's opportunities that weren't ready until 2020. So allow yourself that peace and that understanding that there's some things we just can't do faster. We have to allow a timeline to unfold. I do talk more about that in Monday's episode, but today we're going to focus on the weekly energies and these Pluto messages I've been receiving. So if you are a regular listener, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. And if you are new to this program, you'll find new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Monday is a healing topic or a special astrological theme. And then every Wednesday, we talk about the week ahead and what is transpiring. We're closing out the month of January with a lot of dynamic energy. All planets are still direct, and they will remain direct until Mercury stations retrograde February 16th and 17th. So what we have right now is an opportunity to really say yes to what calls for us, to us. As I do this show, the moon has just entered Aries, and this is an energy of initiation, beginnings, things picking up, having the physical energy to do something, the desire, the willingness to move ahead, the checking in with yourself of what calls to you now. The moon in Aries is a beginning energy in the lunar cycle, and it's going to connect harmoniously with the sun in Aquarius, as well as Mars in Sagittarius and Mercury in Aquarius. So these energies are all going to be very active over the next 3 days into the weekend, essentially through the end of January. This moon in Aries is giving you an energy to move ahead, and it could feel like a renewal. It could feel like a fresh start and turning a corner. So certainly make the most of that. The moon is how we receive. The moon is how we feel. It's our ability to take something in. It's how we process what's happening around us and how it makes us feel. So understanding your own moon sign is going to help you understand how you respond to the world, how you receive energies that are coming in, and also your own emotional process. Now, every energy in our astrological charts has multiple ways of expressing itself. And so the moon is our daily energy, and it pertains to, again, the way that we move through our days, what makes us feel comfortable, energized, stimulated, how we think, how we process, what's important. And when you're aware of what is happening for you at a lunar level, as you watch the transiting moon move around your natal chart, you're going to see patterns emerge. You're going to have an understanding of what is best for you at certain times of the month, at certain times of the lunar cycle. And this is a really wonderful way to work with your own personal timing. Because when the moon returns to where your natal moon is, so for example, if your moon is in Aries, the transiting moon in Aries is coming through, activating your moon in Aries, and this is a very strong energy. That means these can be powerful days for you as the moon in Aries connects with your natal moon in Aries. I do teach more about this in my transiting astrology course, which is where you learn these transits. You learn what it means to see these planets move around your astrology chart, the cycles, the themes, etc. And that's another very important area of astrology to move into. After you understand your natal chart, then you want to understand the transiting planets, because that's what I talk about every Wednesday. That's usually what you're reading about in monthly horoscopes or wherever you're looking for information. It's typically about the transiting planets. But when you study it for yourself, you really hone in on the specifics in your chart. So the transiting moon in Aries is initiating a new cycle for us as January completes. And it's going to help you with independence, self-understanding, self-knowingness, because Aries and Aquarius and Sagittarius are each very strong in wanting to do something their own way, in the freedom, in the desire to go about life on their own terms. They're energized by that. It's a very deep desire to be oneself. Then we also have the three planets in Capricorn, which are Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. Capricorn is also a leadership energy, and it's leadership with responsibility, leadership with an understanding of the long term, what's the plan, what's for certain, what's the strategy. So we have a very strong energy imprint right now of being very aware of who you are and what you want. And so this takes us away from going into other people's expectations of us. This is a time to really look at what is true for you and what you need to do and how you need to act in a way that is responsible, that is freedom-loving perhaps, that's independent, that honors what your purpose is, your mission, your sense of self. We don't always have these energy imprints happening. So when they do, there can be something rising up within you that really wants your attention, that says, listen to me, listen to this message coming through. Please take your focus off of others, what others are saying, anything outside of yourself. Please come back to what is coming through for you that has probably been like this nagging energy. It's come up a few times. It certainly can be through many different energy fields. Like I'm seeing that you could get messages through your dreams. You could get messages in conversations with other people. You can get messages through your own intuition, through flashes of visuals, through what you're hearing, what you're feeling, your body's messages. We receive messages through many different modalities. I'm feeling like this is a very strong energy that is rising up. Okay, they're showing me the root chakra and how the root chakra is a very primal energy, and it pertains to our flight or fight at lower levels of consciousness. But once you've healed and worked with some of that energies, I feel like there's this new sense of self that's looking for validation. There's a new part of you that's been emerging that wants you to own it, that wants you to say, this is me. Yes, I see you. I love you. I honor you. And that's when you're looking in the mirror in your own eyes that you're feeling that energy. So there's this new personal ownership rising up within us that has been looking for our attention and our validation. And I feel like for many people, it's an energy that you've known across many lifetimes that has been squashed, persecuted, feared, killed, denied, punished. There's been punishments for doing something your own way. There's been a deeper message that's gone into us at a cellular level that it wasn't safe or it wasn't acceptable to express or be this part of yourself. And as I say that, I'm also feeling the energy of being washed clean. Because this does feel like more of, well, if I say it feels like a strong feminine, but then I feel, as I say that, I was like, no, I feel a strong masculine energy too. I feel that it's been both sides of the yin and the yang, the anima, the animus, that had to be washed clean, that had to be removed, deconditioned, so that we can return to a pure essence of who we are. And as I say that, I'm getting this really cool image of the outline of a person in human form, and then the energy of a bigger bubble or bigger energy field that's this huge light around it. And it's essentially how we've had to dim our light, how we've had to put ourselves into certain ego-based identifications to survive. And we're moving into new areas of understanding what matters and what is essential in this lifetime. And so I'm feeling like that's part of this big energy from January into February, is that we're doing a lot of internal work and we're connecting and meeting new parts of ourselves that we didn't think it was okay to honor or to respect or to meet. And I feel like there's also the washing clean and the purification relates to a lot of the energies of the past decade. And that I'm feeling like so many people have done this amazing job in accelerating and understanding their soul's energy. And you've done so many things that maybe only you know. You're the only one who really knows. And that's true for each of us, because for all the ways we connect, there's still an individual journey at hand. And so there's been this transition, as we've been talking about throughout January, of moving into these new parts of your consciousness as you move away from old identifications, old patterns, old habits, and lower areas of consciousness that sustained you for not only many years, perhaps, but quite possibly many lifetimes. It's also one of the reasons why January has been so big, because the energy's been working with us at a very deep cellular level, and it's able to work with you through your free will, and that can show up as body work, spiritual work, energy work, asking for energetic support before you go to sleep, asking for energies to be removed, asking for support in this transition, asking for help with where you're stuck or where you don't know a solution or where you don't need a solution. It's being very active in your own growth process and connecting with spirit, connecting with your intuition, connecting with the energies that are here to support us during this very big changeover time. So we're doing this individually and we're doing it collectively. We're doing it at different levels of consciousness. And I feel like there is there are openings. There are openings happening, and they're happening in ways that are asking you to take one step at a time. And they're showing me that so that you stay grounded, like, you know, feet on the earth, and almost this need for your hands to hold something or to carry something, like a particular crystal or a particular grounding ambulant, something that gives you a connection so that you don't feel like you're going to float away. I'm feeling too like there is a way to do this through anything of the earth, such as, of course, the stones, sticks, flowers, oils, anything that connects you to the physical sensations of being human, which would be the five senses. And this is where we are feeling and sensing support right now. Okay, so, and they're also showing me something that's very interesting, and I'm just going to trust it. So we have the North Node in Cancer, and it's remaining in Cancer for a few months. And as we discussed in this podcast, it is the energy of trusting how you feel and looking at what you're here to heal in your emotional body, where there have been fears that perhaps have been stuck or stagnant. They've been too scary to look at or too overwhelming. The Cancer energy is about what we energetically feel and receive starting from our time in the womb, because Cancer is about the connection to the mother. And in this instance, they're showing me a biological mother, and that could, you know, relate to a surrogate. It relates to whomever your body was physically within, growing within, in the womb. And they're showing me that part of what we're clearing out is not only the energy we absorbed from the mother, the biological mother, and her emotional experiences and her feelings and what were imprinted onto you while you were in the womb, but then they're showing me the umbilical cord, and they're showing it go right to the belly button, and how the belly button is a portal of energies that have not been cleared out properly. I know, we don't really talk about belly buttons on this show, do we? But they're showing me is that's where the energy has been transmitted. And so the belly button as a portal is what's also being energetically cleaned and needing support right now. And that's where they're showing me the essential oils or the lotions or the attention. Because, I mean, look at how the belly button is in the middle of our physical self. It's in that middle point at the solar plexus. And it's a very strong energy that is needing care right now. So this is just something I've been feeling intuitively. And what it's relating to is what we're ready to continue to release energetically and across all lifetimes. Because now I'm seeing like the umbilical cord that connects us to universal energies. And that being a grounding cord, a strengthening cord that then goes up through the seventh chakra into some very cool energies. And that's where things I feel start to get very cosmic and galactic. And what I'm feeling right now is that we're taking in more energy through this seventh chakra, especially with planets in Pisces. And then we're meant to release it and get rid of anything that's been stuck in that belly button portal and solar plexus that has it's put out the energy of the solar plexus, diminished the energy of the solar plexus. So this is a very interesting visual I'm receiving. And what they're showing me too is that it relates to the astrology, because on February 1st, Venus in Pisces sextiles Pluto in Capricorn. This is a very powerful energy. of understanding what has perhaps slowed you down or felt like it took away your power and you call it back. I'm also feeling this Pisces energy in the seventh chakra. And so we have Neptune in Pisces and Venus in Pisces right now. And then Mercury enters Pisces February 3rd. And so that brings the energy into our sixth chakra. And that brings the energy, it's like there's more grounding exercises here. Okay, so we have on February 1st, Venus in Pisces sextiles Pluto and Capricorn. On February 3rd, Mercury enters Pisces. And on February 3rd, Venus in Pisces sextiles Saturn in Capricorn. Then on February 5th, Mercury in Pisces sextiles Uranus in Taurus. And I feel like what is happening is we are really grounding and clearing these Pisces energies into Earth energies because of how both Venus and Mercury in Pisces are connecting with planets in the Earth signs. So we are doing a lot of rewiring of our energy fields to be in alignment with our physical renewal and with the new Earth. And it comes from, I feel like this energy is coming from the cosmos. I'm getting the image of Neptune's orbit, but I feel like it's not simply coming from one direction. It's coming from a few places where the energies are shifting and changing dynamically and supporting us through this cleansing, through this purification. Mercury going into Pisces next week on February 3rd is always an interesting combination because it takes us out of the mental processes that Mercury prefers and we go into other energies for understanding, and it can be very fuzzy and foggy as Pisces is. And I feel like there's something here that is asking us to trust a bigger process. Mercury enters retrograde shadow on February 2nd. The retrograde shadow begins at 28 degrees of Aquarius. And then Mercury goes into Pisces, where it will station retrograde February 16th, 17th. And will stay retrograde until March 10th, when it returns back to 28 degrees of Aquarius. So there's a lot here where we're being asked to step outside our human conceptions. We're being asked to step outside of the reality of our normal process, like the normal thinking process that you've relied on is meant to get toned down. It's almost like turning it down to 2 on the dial, because the ability to trust what is being removed first is opening us up to these higher understandings. Like I'm seeing this going back to the washing away. It's like washing away the lower consciousness, but I feel like it washes away the fears, the outgrown fears, the outgrown limitations, the outgrown ways that we've done certain things because that was what the mind thought we had to do. So I feel like there's this changeover happening that really begins in February and will go into the end of March. And that's related to the Mercury retrograde energies. So we're going through a very cool energetic renewal. And this goes back to ownership of who you are now based on what you've learned, based on what has unfolded. And the universe is reminding you to stay strong in who you are. to keep loving yourself. Keep loving yourself. And that's so lovely to hear, considering that we're now going to be entering Valentine's Day, and we look around and think, you know, do I have a Valentine? Or you're in a relationship and you have expectations of what Valentine's Day should look like or what it means. But, you know, Valentine's Day happens during Aquarius season, which is universal love, universal acceptance, knowing that you have a place in this world and that you are needed here. And that it's not about just human love, which is vital and is important. But because it's in Aquarius season, this is about bigger cosmic definitions of love, loving yourself for your journey, loving yourself for your participation at this time on the planet, loving yourself for what you've been through, how you've grown, what you've come to learn. Aquarius is the 11th sign of the zodiac, and it has gained a lot of wisdom. It's gained a lot of knowledge. And as Saturn enters Aquarius, we have new choices to make about what we're doing going forward, what the next vision is, what matters to you now that, again, wasn't available to you before. So now I'd like to share a bit more about the intuitive visuals I've been receiving, because I know this Capricorn energy has been intense. And as I mentioned in Monday's show, we talked about Saturn's journey through 2020. But what I'm feeling around the Pluto in Capricorn journey has been quite fascinating. So I've been receiving these visuals of really beautiful spider webs. And you know when a spider web is just glistening in the sunlight, and it's truly a marvelous thing to behold, that one creature could create this elaborate, gorgeous web. And so what I was seeing is that there are energy imprints of multiple, they were showing it to me as multiple spider webs. And please note that spiders are actually really magical beings, considering what they can weave and create, right? So it's not like this is something that says that spiders are not magical. I feel like they're very cool. This is an understanding of the energies, all right? And so the symbology of a web, they're showing it to me as each web represents a lifetime of energies. And then they were showing me four or five spider webs in a row. And so if you were to look at it from the side angle, you would see five spider webs from the side. And let's say they were about 12 inches apart. But when you're looking at them head on, it looks like a lot. Like if you're looking straight at five spider webs all in a row, it looks like a portal. It looks like very complex energies. But when you look at it from the side viewpoint, you see that each spider web is its own energy, its own entity. Okay? I hope I'm giving you the proper visual, because it's about your perspective here. So if you're looking at the spider webs straight on, okay, like they're layers, you're looking at it as five layers of spider webs, it's very complicated. And then, okay, I shouldn't laugh, but it's kind of funny, because you know how you walk through a spider web and then you all of a sudden have to start doing your karate moves and you're flailing about to get it off of you? That's kind of the energy of what's been happening in some ways, is that we've been walking through spider webs and it's been very complicated and complex, because it's been all these layers of energies. It's been five spider webs, not just one. And of course, now I'm getting the lyrics to that No Doubt song. I've been walking into spider webs, leave a message and I'll call you back. This is a sense of walking through these spider webs, not even understanding what they are, what happened, what's going on. Oh my goodness, things are complicated, things are complex. What is this energy? What has this been about? And I feel like it's gone back to 2012, 2015 is when these energies started. Because 2012 to 2015, we had very big astrology with Uranus in Aries, squaring Pluto in Capricorn 7 times over 3 years. And we were faced with some really big decisions and choices about whether we could embark on something new or stay in some patterns or habits that we probably weren't aware of. And during those 3 years, choices were made that took you down a certain path that were, again, unconscious, or you thought, yeah, sure, this makes sense. This is easy. It was kind of this sense of really being tested by the universe, but not knowing that you were being tested. And I feel like what happened is that some people got into these situations or went down a path because it seemed logical, it seemed correct, it seemed easy, it seemed right, it had all these perceptions to it that were familiar. And they were familiar because they were unfinished energies. There was an energetic pull. There was something perhaps karmically. There was something unresolved in you. There was a sense of you weren't ready to take a risk or do something new. And so something started during that time period that unfolded throughout the following years. And I also feel like this was part of completing some choices and decisions around who you really are. And so over, I'm going to call it the last decade, there was a lot that was experienced that was about understanding what is really true for you now. But there was a lot of cobwebs, a lot of spider webs entangled in the growth and in the learning. And it's been messy and complicated. And it hasn't been easy because these spider webs were created in other experiences, other lifetimes, any other energy fields. And I feel like there's something here that is now clearing away. And if you felt like you've been walking through spider webs and it was like you couldn't get out of the energy, you couldn't move away from it, there was no release, right? It was very sticky and clingy and maybe felt really uncomfortable, really gross at times. And the sense that you were stuck with someone, stuck in something, stuck in a certain life experience or something that you just couldn't see what was happening. Now there are doorways opening in 2020 after Saturn connected with Pluto this month, and then Saturn goes into Aquarius in March. There's turning points happening where you could finally feel like these spider webs are coming off of you and they're being taken away, because the truth is, a part of you wanted to clean up this energy in your life. And I want to help reframe this from a place of your power, where if it wasn't taken care of now, it would have come back around in another form or in another way. There would have been something unresolved, and that you were able to bust through, perhaps do some karate chops with these spider webs, faster than at other times, and it ultimately increased your desire to be on track with yourself and to say, this is what I want, this is what I don't want, this is what matters to me, this is what is not important anymore. It was meant to raise your consciousness so that you could understand what your next choices would be. And you would never have to walk through those spider webs again. So again, I saw as 4 or 5, you know, spider webs kind of all tangled together. And I'm getting that image that is pretty funny of like you walk into one spider web and then you turn around and you're like, what is this? And then before you know it, you're backing into another and then you're all tangled up and it's just like, oh my goodness, what just happened?
And you're understanding how this was an energy that you participated in and you were responsible for in ways that you probably don't remember, don't know, don't recall those stories because they're of other timelines, lifetimes, and other levels of consciousness. And now there's a sense of, oh my gosh, it's really done. I'm really free, or something has really shifted and changed, and it shifted within you because of the experiences that brought you greater clarity. I feel like there have been a lot of battles involved at different levels. This could be with other people, but it could also be at an energetic level. It could be a sense of even battling yourself, battling your own fears, feeling like there's something really intense going on. And I'd like to offer you peace around this. I'd like to offer you a sense of reassurance that what you've been through is going to energetically pay off, because now you're no longer entangled in those energies. You've grown, you've healed, you've understood, you've awakened. So many people have awakened over the past number of years. And that alone is a celebration. And it now puts you into alignment with what is ultimately your truer path. And so the Pluto energy brings forward what has not been finished. Pluto in Capricorn brings forward issues and areas of our lives that we are meant to powerfully transform. You're meant to be going through that metamorphosis, and you could liken that journey of walking through spider webs as a caterpillar, right? Entering its cocoon or chrysalis, and allows itself the opportunity to be transformed, because that is how the growth needs to occur. You can no longer go down a certain path, can no longer keep living your life at a certain place of consciousness. There's a need for a new expression. And that's what this Pluto energy does. So we are stepping into and emerging into some new areas of life that are available to you now that weren't before, that required the metamorphosis, that required the transformation, and have required you to know yourself and to be very responsible for who you are. Now, as I say this, I want to note that the other thing about Aquarius is that it is related to our community. The groups of people we know, our networks, our friends, our acquaintances, our clubs, the tribe, all of that. It's related to the people you know in the world. And as Saturn goes into Aquarius, that gets tested. Are these the right people for me going forward? Are these individuals who truly respect me and honor me and love me? Are these the people who are in alignment with what is true for me? And am I in alignment with what is true for them? Because relationships go both ways, of course, and it has to be a match coming and going, you know? So what's going to happen is that you're going to start to see the people who are right for you and the people who are not. Perhaps that's already been very clear to you, but I'm feeling a lot of falling away. And that is a part of the awakening process, is that there are relationship changes. Everyone is doing their best. Everyone is able to live life based on their own free will and their own personal sovereignty of what they want, of what is right for them. Not everyone goes through an awakening process in the way that you have, of course. Everyone has their own journey, and there are individuals who will never change or who will never grow. There are people who will never understand you. There are people who will never understand you. So what are you going to do about that for yourself? How are you going to keep loving yourself, honoring yourself, and not hold back who you are because of these discomforts or because of these shifting relationships?
there comes a point where you can't compromise your own truth. You can't compromise what is correct for you. There also are many different ways to approach that, and they can be very loving, very kind, very diplomatic ways of approaching these relationships. It's important to note that when you shift permanently, when your life changes in a very big way, you have to be very aware of whether a conversation or a discussion with someone is going to be beneficial. Because there's things in life we just can't talk to people about in a way that they would hear. And if you're feeling a pressure to sit down with someone and hope that they understand you and see about what they're thinking and feeling, and that feels right to you, certainly do that. But you're not responsible for them or their perceptions. You're responsible for you. I know that there's many ways that this can play out. You know, there's many shades of gray. There's many different scenarios. But I guess what I want to offer is that when your energy shifts in a very big way, people can be uncomfortable around you because they know that you're not who you were and that you've changed, and they don't understand it, or they don't know why, and they could be feeling many things. And I feel like one of the best things to do is practice Ho'oponopono and to practice loving yourself and accepting yourself, to be very loving in your detachment and to be very loving in your acceptance. And these are the gifts of Aquarius season, is to be accepting of others who are different from us, because you could easily say that everyone is different from everyone. That is part of the individuation experience and differentiation. And yet it can feel the toughest or the hardest in your heart when you're experiencing that separation from people you've known a long time, from people you've enjoyed being with, you have good memories with them, you've shared a lot with them, they used to be your best friend, they used to be someone you went to, but the energy has shifted. And keep in mind that people can come back around, you know, in a year, in 2 years, in 5 years, that there can be, you know, separations that are best for everyone involved, because if they're making you uncomfortable, you're probably making them uncomfortable. And it's not personal. It's energetics. It's not that you're needing to do something to accommodate them or to make sure everyone's okay. To watch yourself with your people pleasing, to observe yourself and what your fears are, to look at if you're reenacting any abandonment fears, rejection fears, judgment fears. In my own journey, of course, I've had all of those, and I've met many people who, of course, have had experienced all of those. I think it's very normal that we have these kinds of parts of ourselves that we're acting out at times unconsciously. But this is a time to stand strong in who you are, and how far you've come, and what you've learned, and what you've understood, and what is right for you now. And you can see others as being exactly who they need to be, and you can see others for where they're at, and you can love them from afar. You can love them from, you know, clear across the field. You can love them from another country. You can do what you need to do to honor your own energy, and that's really where your power is right now. That's where you are showing up for yourself. That is the ownership. That is the sense of, I have to keep going forward. I have to understand this is my life and this is where I'm being called to go next. And you can do something that honors and loves yourself and honors and loves others, even if they don't understand. Because I feel like there's just been a lot of complications with these energies and a lot of breaking away
from people. I've even been seeing it like as one person and then 20 people. It's sort of like feeling like you have to stand on your own in a whole new way. And you could feel like, okay, there's 20 people all together on this team and then me. And yeah, you're the leader. You're the one who is in your power. You are in charge of your life. You are aware of yourself. You are aware of what's best for you. And that's your responsibility. And to do what you need to take care of your heart, to take care of yourself emotionally. But those 20 people who are a team, although I feel some of them as a gang, like they're ganging up on one person. Those 20 people, you can put them in their own orb of light. You can energetically protect yourself in a way that honors you. And then it's your responsibility to turn your attention to your life, to what choices you can make, and to what you need to do next. And that's how you continue to love and honor yourself. Release yourself from responsibility or people-pleasing if you have moved on from others. And that's just a big energy that I think is going to unfold as Saturn goes into Aquarius even more and as you understand more about what you need. So I'm going to leave it at that for today's show. I hope this has brought you some good reminders about what is essential for you now and how to work with these Aquarius energies the best. And I also hope it helps you understand what will be coming through as we move into the Pisces energies and Mercury retrograde in February. I do have the new February monthly astrology webinar available. You can get it for only $11 when you use that coupon code Aquarius. And it includes the rundown of all the astrology of February, including the Leo full moon and the Pisces new moon and the Mercury retrograde. I talk more about what those energies are and the big energies throughout February. So I hope that that helps you as you learn more about your own astrology chart and how these energies are showing up for you. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back on Monday as we talk about another astrological topic. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful start to February as it begins this Saturday. And I hope that the messages of this show help you travel ahead with greater power. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon.